All right, Adam Cianciarulo. Washougal, look, great racing today. Really exciting. And he, look, I feel like, not kissing your ass, but if you had gotten the start and he got second, you could have won. It's one of those days.
Yeah. First moto, I was a little bit bummed out because I felt like I had a lot of pace in the beginning. Like, all day, I mean, those guys were riding great, don't get me wrong. And you know I'm not ever going to, like, be a douche about this.
Yeah.
But I just, like, all day, I just felt like I never, like, got room to run. Like, I always felt... I felt like a caged animal out there all the time.
Caged in by blue Yamahas.
Exactly. I was caged. There, you can hear them everywhere. They're like wild animals out there. It's nuts.
Just sucking.
Yeah, just everywhere. But first moto, I just came into a rut too hard and dumped it and caught back to Justin. And then it's like you catch. I caught him from like 8 seconds back, and then you get to him, and it's a whole other story. So third sucked.
You were 7.8, I think, when you got up from there, and then I got it.
And then we caught right up to Dylan. Obviously, he was probably managing it, but it was still close. And second moto, yeah, I mean, Dylan just had good starts today. I mean, he hasn't really had those lately, so he got a couple of good starts, and I didn't. And then,
close a few times. I thought you were going to maybe make it a bit dirty.
Yeah, I actually had a spot planned out in the S corner, the super tight one, after you drop down the hill.
Yeah.
I was kind of going to the inside rut in the second turn, and it was super, a lot of holes on the exit. So what I would do is I'd come out of the rut and kind of hop up on the top and miss the bumps. And he was going to the outside rut, and I'd make up a lot of time. So I put in a real big push about halfway, got up alongside of him there, and he figured it out, the bastard. And, you know, he dove to the inside there, and it's like, okay, where am I going to go now? And, last couple laps, I launched the sand wall about 100.
That was gnarly.
Yeah, I was up there a while. So, yeah, I mean, it sucks to lose, like, a slugfest like that because you put so much into it. But at the same time, it's like I definitely didn't hold anything back, so it's not like I can really be too bummed.
And look, it's got to be frustrating track because you can set a guy up, and if you make one mistake, there goes four laps of work to get within a couple tenths.
Yeah, and that's I did get a lot of confidence from today because really Dylan and I haven't really gone. Anytime he's gone straight up, like Red Buddy kicked my ass. A couple other times, like he's been a little bit faster than me, and I feel like I was faster than him today. Even though, I mean, I can say that all I won doesn't matter. I didn't win, but just for mentally my state, I gained some confidence from that for sure. I felt locked in and solid, and I mean, I made mistakes before the rollers a couple times, and he would get like you know 3 or 4 seconds on me, and I'd close up in like a half a lap. So I felt good.
Yeah,
I felt good about it.
Yeah, definitely one of those days where it was cool to watch. But had to be frustrating to be you, right? So
I mean just taking roost all day long, man. All day long, and just looking for everything. It's like, had I gotten a start both motos and just raced out front, I mean, I would have probably been 75% less fatigued than I was. Like, I was in the red zone in that second moto the whole time, just trying to get on his, you know, get on his wheel.
You guys talk much? I saw you after the moto. You said something about probably congratulations. Have you guys talk on the podium or anything?
I couldn't really hear him after the race, but he sounded positive.
Yeah.
I think we were just – I mean, it was a fun race, and the crowd was into it. And I don't know how much of a gap we had on third, but I feel like we were going pretty fast.
Yeah.
And it's kind of – it's cool to, you know, really lay it out there like that. And I definitely could have probably ran her straight into the side of him if I really wanted to, you know. But I think we have a mutual respect, and he gained some points, so he's probably pretty happy.
Yeah, he's probably stoked. A couple things. RV says he's now the winningest 125 all-star / dream race rider of all time.
I don't think anybody's raced as many as him, though. He's got the volume on everybody.
I don't know, dude, but he says that he wasn't sure if he had to win, but I think he's got the total.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good for him. He was, honestly, RV was great today. His attitude was fantastic.
Yeah. And then second thing he said, he made me say to him that he was the greatest retired rider ever. He made me say that to him. So, I don't know.
He certainly got the most optimistic attitude.
I felt like if I didn't say it, he was going to punch me. So I just said it to get rid of him.
Absolutely. Right. You have to. You can't. It's like arguing with a, you can't argue with him.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, nice work today.
Thank you.